Let's say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let's sing hymn 97. Sing hymn 97. 97. My Lord has garments so wondrous fine, and mold your texture fills. Its fragrance reach to this heart of mine, with joy my being thrills. Out of the ivory palaces into a world of war, only His great eternal love made my Savior go. His life has also his sorrow sown, for Enos had a part. And when I think of the cross he bore, my eyes with teardrops start. Out of the ivory palaces into a world of war, only His great eternal love made my Savior go. His garments to wear in Cassia deep, with healing in a pouch. Each time my feet in some sin have slipped, He took me from its clutch. Out of the ivory palaces into our world of war, only His great eternal love made my Savior go. In garments glorious He will come to open wide the door, and I shall enter my heavenly home to dwell forevermore. Out of the ivory palaces into a world of war, only His great eternal love made my Savior go. We thank our Lord Jesus Christ for our family altar this evening. We shall read Psalms 41. Let's see Psalms 41. Psalms 41. In Jesus' name I read, verse 1. Blessed is the one who considers the poor. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers him. The Lord protects him and keeps him alive. He is called blessed in the land. You do not give him up to the will of his enemies. The Lord sustains him on his sickbed. In his illness, you restore him to full health. As for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? And when one comes to see me, he utters empty words. While his heart gathers iniquity, when he goes out, he tells it abroad. All who hate me whisper together about me. They imagine the worst for me. 8. They say, a deadly thing is poured out on him. He will not rise again from where he lies. 9. Even my close friend, in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me. 10. But you, O Lord, be gracious to me, and raise me up that I may repay them. By this I know that you delight in me. My enemy will not shout in triumph over me. 12. But you have upheld me because of my integrity and set me in your presence forever. 13. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and Amen. Psalm 41, as we have read just now, this is also a psalm of David. And in the title, the superscript here says that it is written to the choir master. And here in the title of this psalm, or this topic of this psalm, O Lord, be gracious to me. In a man's life, we definitely will face illnesses. Sometimes we will have to suffer long sicknesses or even serious sicknesses. Because in a man's life, we have to face the four cycles of life. That is, we are born, and then after that, we slowly age. We also suffer sicknesses, and at the end, we leave this world, or what we call as death. But in the midst of sickness, we can see that the nature of man would be portrayed or manifested, where whatever he thinks in his mind, it is very easy for him to speak out in his words. Where we can see in the situations of difficulty, we will see true emotions. And then when we suffer serious illness, this will make known the character of man. Let's see verses 1 to 4 as the first part. So from verses 1 to 4, here David actually, first of all, he thinks of the Lord. That's why in verse 1 he said, blessed is the one who considers the poor. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers him. So we can see David, we can see he thinks about the Lord God. In reality, in practicality, these four verses actually tells us that he mentioned about God, where he thinks about the deliverance of God. That's why in the day of trouble, the Lord will deliver him. The Lord will also protect him and keep him alive, verse 2. And hence, he will be called blessed in the land to be able to enjoy blessings. He will also think that the Lord will sustain him, even though in his sickbed, and the Lord will also restore him to his full health, or even to help him. He also believes the Lord will comfort him. Therefore, he also thinks that if he has sinned against the Lord will heal him. Therefore, he prayed to the Lord for mercy to forgive him of his sins. So, if in our sickness, if we are able to think about God, this is good. because we belong to God. And we know that all benefits come from the Lord. Although sometimes what we think, we may not think that the Lord may do so in this way or may not necessarily answer our prayer. But the moment we think, where is God? This is good. At least in our heart, we still fear the Lord God. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, when you and I face sickness, who will we think of? Will we think of the Lord? Will we think of the name of the Lord? Or even will the shadow of the Lord appear in us today, that today we still have God in our lives, that in our minds we still think of God? Secondly, from verses 5 to 13, the second part of this, he also think about others. That's why in verse 5, my enemies say of me in malice, well, when will he die and his name perish? So here we can see, David also thinks about others, especially he also think about these enemies. So we can see from the following verses, from verses 6 to 13, he thinks about his enemies, those who have done bad against him. And every time when he thinks about these people, these enemies, he also thinks, what would they talk behind his back? What would they discuss about them? Even he will think in verse 6 and 7, and when one comes to see me, he utters empty words, while his heart gathers iniquity. When he goes out, he tells it abroad. 7, all who hate me whisper together about me. They imagine the worst for me. So he will think about this hypocritical attitude of these people, or even this evil and bad attitudes, even thinking that in verse 8, that they too would be accursed as well. Verse 8, they say, a deadly thing is poured out on him. He will not rise again from where he lies. He also thinks that, how are they going? Why are they these people? That they have received the grace, but they have forgotten to repay. Just like we say, they know it is grace, but they are very ungrateful. Verse 9, even my close friend in whom I trusted, whom who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me. So you can see that he can think of many things that are not right about these people. But he also hopes that the Lord will be able to heal him in this situation. And if he has the opportunity, he will also ask for justice from them. This is the nature of man. Of course, in verse 9, as we know, this is also a prophecy of what had happened to Judas Iscariot, who, even though he followed the Lord for about 3 years, but later at the end, because he fell into the trap of the evil one, he betrayed the Lord. He betrayed the Lord. And then we can see that in a man's name, in a human nature, whenever we fall into sicknesses, whenever we fall into suffering, we will always think that how inadequate we are. And we will always think of how people, what much have they done towards us. That indeed, what they go through is something that we also have to face today. And that their encounters too have become a serious issue. That's why David at that time, in the midst of his sickness, he believed in the Lord. He also believed that the Lord would find a way for him. The Lord will be able to help him in the midst of this problem that he faced. And we always think that we ourselves are inadequate in many ways. So this is actually the heart of man. We know that in our heart, of course, towards other people, we are very angry, but yet in our hearts, we are suffering much. So this also shows us the nature of man. Because man is not perfect. Inside, in his heart, he still bears with him hatred. And in him, this hidden evilness is still in him. And he will always think of ways and means to revenge, to even hope that the enemy would be defeated. So therefore, David had written out of how his heart will be. And to tell us that this is the natural situation of mankind, even though he's facing with his own trouble in his own sickness, but yet this also, he also manifests his own nature of man. Therefore, we can only pray to the Lord to help us so that in our life we have the life of God, so that we will be able to overcome or to transcend all problems. Even in the midst of difficulties, let us think of how are we are to think of God. So we pray that the Lord will allow us to transcend over all this difficulty, so that in the midst of suffering and pain, we will be able to know, let our heart be completely, fully filled with the love of God, to remove all these evil thoughts, evil intentions, evil acts of us, so that there will no longer be any more hatred, no longer be any more anger, and also we would not take into account the evil that other people has done to us. So this is actually a very good psalm for us in our lives today, that we pray to the Lord, be gracious. So finally, David, after he has gone through this situation, that's why in verse 13 he says, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting." So now we shall say our prayer. So in our prayer, we continue to ask our Lord Jesus to continue to preserve us, to guide us. Let us all kneel down to pray in one accord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Or Dekat ini, ini. Or Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar shall end here. God bless.